Good morning, church. My name is Luke. I'm the student pastor of the English congregation. I'm married to Katrina, my lovely wife, who comes with us along to church. Her parents also go to our church, Uncle Howard and Auntie Candace. We have two lovely children, Caleb and Ezekiel. And unfortunately, my family at the moment has been quite sick, so we can't be with you today in person, but I hope to be with you soon. In fact, little Ezekiel has got COVID at the moment, so we certainly don't want to be sharing that with other people. So I come to you via video today as we talk about unity and why it is that we gather as a church.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，午安。我是 Luke。就像刚才主席介绍的一样，我是英文堂的学生传道。很多人可能已经认识我。我的太太是 Katrina， 她和我一起参加这间教会。她的父母大家可能也认识，就是 Uncle Howard 和 Auntie Candice， 都是这个教会的。我们有两个孩子，他们是 Caleb 和 Ezekiel。不幸的是，我们全家家人都生病了，很不舒服。今天很可惜不能来到这里跟大家相见面。我希望我们很快能见到大家，可以同大家一起。其实实际上是我的小儿子 Ezekiel 感染了 COVID， 所以当然我也不想把这个传染给送给其他人。我们今天的主题呢，就是关于合一。为什么合一对教会那么重要呢？
And it's interesting. Unity is one of those things that it's hard to think of something that we more desperately need in our culture and in our world now more than unity. In fact, we are more divided as a nation as we have ever been.We have got the most protests going on that we have seen that highlight certain topics, but also highlight the divide between the us and the them. The hate that we often see that we have towards other people and other groups. We are divided by race, by age, by gender, by sexuality, by identity, by sport, by family. In fact, you could almost pick anything.As humans, for some reason, we look for not the similarities in other people, but often the differences and then push away from other people. Then, unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's an end in sight. Division and disunity is something that our world and the church has been struggling with since day dot. As soon as there was more than one person in this world, in the human race,We have struggled to find unity and be on the same page as one another. And believe it or not, the church should be and can be a place where unity and harmony and togetherness flourish. We're designed to show something different to this world, to the world around us, to reflect the unity that we see in the Trinity, in God the Father, the Son,and the Holy Spirit, working together in perfect unity. The truth is, even though it may not seem like it at times, we gather together as a church, as one, in the name of Jesus, for that unity. And when we do that, anything is possible. When we are unified in Christ, anything is possible. Luke 1:37 says, For nothing will be impossible,With God.
好，有趣的是，我们的文化中呢，在这个世界当中，合一非常重要。事实上，不管是这个澳洲还是其他的国家，我们经历越来越多的不合一。如今，我们也听到越来越多的抗争，越来越多的矛盾，特别是关于我们的族群、他们的族群，人与人之间越来越多的纷争，越来越多的憎恨。我们因着不同的民族、种族、年岁、性别、性取向、身份，甚至是我们的运动、爱好、家庭，如此多的事情而进行分裂。不幸的是，当我们看到这些分裂的时候，我们做不了什么。好像分歧、不合一是这个世界的主题，好像我们寻找合一也显得如此的困难。不管你信不信，教会应该是合一的地方，和谐能够同心的一起敬拜，是我们教会的主题和核心。我们是被神创造的，我们也因着在这个世界里面，在不同中来寻找合一。你知道吗？当我们能够在三位一体，也就是我们的圣父、圣子和圣灵中寻找合一的时候，事实上，当我们在里面， 即使我们如此的不同，但我们只要记着耶稣的名，我们聚会的时候，就像现在聚会的时候，我们就可以合一。在这时候，什么都可以成合理的，因为以耶稣的名祷告，什么都可以可能。路加福音第一章三十七节告诉我们，因为出于神的话，没有一句是不带能力的。
Even when we can't see how God will work in us and through us, He's still going to do it. So why are we looking at unity today? Here's the big idea, and I give away at the beginning, that way you can stay connected with me as we go through this. Christian unity is a testimony to an increasingly chaotic world. Our unity is our testimony. When we live in unity, the world sees it, desires it, and sees God in it. When you and I are unified together, when we are on the same page, seeking Christ out together, the world sees it and sees God in it. Can you hear how important that is? Unity is one of our greatest ways of showing God to the world. Even though our church, or the church in general, is supported to show this divine unity to the world, it can often be a place that is divided, that pushes others away, that gossips, that hurts one another. Church communities can be messy, but the goal is always unity.
所以今天第一个问题是，为何我们要合一呢？也许我们真的看不到很多时候神在我身上做工，但你要知道，亲爱的弟兄们，神依旧在做工。以下就是今天讲到的主题，基督的合一，基督徒的合一，就是在这个不断纷争的世界里面做美好的见证。记住，我们的合一就是我们的见证。当我们活在合一中，让世界能看到我们的合一，渴慕合一，看到神就在我们里面合一的时候，我们就能连同在一起，一同来寻找基督的时候，世界不同的人就能看到我们的合一，而神也在我们里面能够合一。你知道这个重要性吗？合一是最佳做见证的办法，因为合一就是让神能展现在这个全世界我们的样式。即使我们常常因为这个世界不同的原因被分裂，有人被排挤，有人被流言蜚语伤害，也许教会也可能一团糟，但是弟兄姐妹们，我们的目标就是在基督里面寻找合一。
And as we jump into such a tricky subject, let's pray, seek God's guidance and His direction, and seek His heart in everything we do. Why don't you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we jump into your word today, as we jump into this topic on unity, Lord, I just pray that you would speak to us. Touch our hearts. Help us put aside anything that divides us, and help us cling to you and you alone. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
我们进入主题前，让我们一起来为今天的讲道祷告。为寻找神的指引和方向，我们一起祷告。我们天上的阿爸父啊，求您对我们说话，触动我们的心灵，请您单单的与我们在一起，让我们能够远离那些不合一的事物。以上祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
As a church, what are some of the things that you think that you have in common with the people around youHave a look at them. Some of them might look a little bit weird. They might look a little different. I know I certainly look a bit weird. This random Gwailol standing up the front on a video preaching to you today. What are some of the things that we have in common? You may say our faith, our desire to share the gospel with other people, our Christ-like love, our hope. These are just a few of the things that may come to mind.But some of the benefits of why we gather together in unity is also for fellowship, for teaching, for communion, and for prayer. These are all amazing things that the church has in common with one another. that unify us when we are together. But there is something even greater that we share when we're together. What do you think that is? What do we share? What's the greatest thing that we share when we are together? Now, if you've been to Sunday school, you'll know the answer. Jesus. 10 points if you guessed it. The thing that we share in common, no matter where we are or what we are doing, is Jesus.
在教会里面，我们现在先做一个小的游戏。你在身边的朋友们，你周边观望一下，你觉得你和其他人有什么一样的呢？你看看和其他人有没有什么不一样的地方，是不是什么很奇特？当然我知道，我今天做一个外国人在屏幕面前跟你们讲到就很奇特。但你知道吗，弟兄姊妹们，我们有一些东西是跟别人不一样，但我们是非常相同的。我们的信仰，我们对真理的渴望和分享福音的渴求，我们从基督而来的爱，还有我们的盼望，这几样都是我们能想到的。同时，因为我们能够同心聚会，还有一些益处，包括我们的团契啦，从主而来的教导啦，我们可以一起守圣餐啦，还有可以一起祷告，这些都是多美好的事物呀。当我们在一起的时候，你觉得我们是什么让我们能够联合起来的呢？是什么重要的东西让我们能够可以一起分享和共同拥有呢？哈，如果你在主日学的话，你一定知道这个答案。答案就是耶稣基督了。如果你已经想到这个答案，我们有一个巧克力送给你。对基督徒来说，我们无论在哪里或者做什么东西，我们都有基督。想想，我们聚会不是为我们自己，而是为耶稣。
See it in Matthew 18:20. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Think about that for a moment. When we gather and seek unity in the name of Jesus, not only for ourselves, but for Jesus, Jesus gathers with us too. He is present in that unity.He is there. This is not some kind of nice idea or just this thing that we say as Christians. It is truth. It is real. Jesus is with us. In fact, even though we're divided right now, He is with you and I here today. If that's not a good enough reason to pursue unity together, then I don't know what is.He is our source of unity, and He is also present in our unity. How amazing is it that we get Christ in our unity when we seek Him out? Jesus is both the source, the direction, and the glue of our unity. That we seek Him in His guidance as a church, not just as individuals. Now think about this. It doesn't take...an auditorium full of people. It doesn't take 80 people meeting together on a Sunday. Unity in Christ, in His name, can happen when just two or more gather in His name. Over coffee, at a meal, at home together, going to the gym together, in a small group, at work prayer meetings, snowboarding together, which I love to do,at our church meetings, at our outreach events, anytime, anywhere, doing just about anything, Jesus is there. He is with us. It's so amazing. It should energize you, even though I'm as crook as it comes at the moment, even as I say that, I feel energized because I know that Christ is with us when we seek Him out. There are so many opportunities...for us to gather together and experience the presence of Christ. But again, we have to remember it happens in His name. So it's not about us, it's about Jesus. So the way that we get unity in our world is not simply by seeking out what I may want or what someone else wants, but it's about seeking out what God wants.For us. So we've come up with a bit of a working definition of unity. Unity is seeking Jesus as we gather together, that he would be in and work through, excuse me, everything that we do in his name. Unity is seeking Jesus together. It's that simple. If you want to know how you can be more unified with the people around you, think about how can you seek out Jesus together more. Don't worry about your differences, your work differences, your cultural difference, your anything differences. All you need is one thing, and that is Jesus. When we unify ourselves in Christ, we get him too. He is with us.
好，我们接下来听，来听一下这段马太福音十八章二十节的这段话。因为我们无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，这里耶稣就在我们中间。我们可以想一想，当我们一同聚会，一同接着耶稣的名寻求合一的时候，不单是为我们自己，而是为耶稣的时候，耶稣就在我们中间。他是在我们合一的里面，耶稣真的在这里。这种感觉不是一种感觉而已，这是真理，是真实存在的，因为耶稣就与我们在一起。虽然我们有多么的不同，但耶稣今天真的就在我们一起。如果这点还不足够让我们去追求合一的话，我真不知道还有什么理由可以让我们一起在一起了。耶稣就是我们合一的根源。你们要知道，当我们一起聚会的时候，今天他就在我们里面，这是多么美好啊！所以记住了，弟兄姊妹们，耶稣就是我们合一的根源，是我们生命的方向，也是把我们的心能够连在一起的力量。所以当我们寻求真理，那个不是我们出自我们自己个人的寻求，而是从他的引领而来，是整个教会一起的寻求。你想一想，我们不需要这里整个会堂一起坐满，不需要80个人以上的出席整个主日崇拜，因为在主里面这段经文告诉我们，即使有两三个人奉耶稣的名聚会，他都能够让我们能够合心 同心合一。例如在我们平时一起喝咖啡了，一起吃个饭了，一起在家里面做事了，我们一起去 gym 健身，或者在团契小组活动，或在职场祷告会，或者在冬天的时候我们一起滑雪，一起教会聚会，一起外展活动，无论我们做什么，只要我们以耶稣的名一起聚会，耶稣必然与我们在一起。你不觉得这是一个非常美妙的事物吗？弟兄姊妹，当我讲这些的话的时候，我自己都非常兴奋，觉得充满能力，因为我知道当我们去寻找耶稣的时候，耶稣真的与我们在一起。我们有那么多机会每天都与他同在，但记住，这些事是因为耶稣的名发生的，不是因为你，不是因为我，而是因为耶稣。所以在这个世界寻找寻求合一的时候，不是单单我想要什么，或者你想要什么，或者他想要什么，而是因为寻找神是我们在生命中应该有的。因此现在开始，让我们有一个对基督徒合一有一个初步的定义吧。合一就是当我们一同聚会的时候，当我们一起寻找耶稣的时候，耶稣在我们里面，而我们以他的名一起来做工。简单来讲，合一就是我们一同来寻找耶稣。假如你想和身边的人更加合一，让我们一起来寻找耶稣，一起来寻找他吧。所以这样的话，我们再也不需要担心我们住在什么地方，不需要担心我们有不同的工作，不同的文化，我们只要有一样东西，那就是耶稣。只要我们在他里面合一，神与我们同在。
Psalm 133 is a beautiful passage on unity, and we're going to check it out a bit deeper today. Psalm 133, if you read it with me, pop out your phone, your Bible, your iPad, whatever you might have. Psalm 133. Behold, How good and pleasant is it when brothers and sisters live together in harmony? It is like fine oil on the head, running down on the beard, running down Aaron's beard. Over the collar of his robes, it is like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has bestowed the blessings of life forevermore. What a beautiful passage. Harmony or unity among the people of God is a blessing to God the Father. And when we are in unity, we receive His blessing. So our unity gives blessing to God, and it receives then blessings from God. It is beautiful. And everybody can understand how amazing it feels when a family is unified in that way. When family aren't arguing, when there's no tensions, when there's no fights or hurts or anxieties or relational dynamics can often bring all the messiness that family often has. We see here it's the same for God the Father, who watches over all of us in His heavenly throne. He desires us to be in unity with one another and with Him, and it pleases Him. The very end of Psalm 133, we learn that God bestows or commands His blessing over people when they live together in unity. How often have we said to other people, "Oh man, I wish God would bless me. Oh, I wish I had this particular blessing in my life. I wish God would bless me in a certain way, in a certain area." Well, in Psalm 133, we learn quite clearly that if we want God's blessing, we are to live in unity with one another. It almost sounds too simple. To get God's blessing, I need to live in unity with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
诗篇, 133 篇中对于主的合一呈现了一个美丽的画面，我们今天一起来学习。也许你可以打开圣经、手机或者 iPad， 我们屏幕上也显出这段经文，让我来，我们来读诗篇133篇第一节到第三节。看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到髯须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。大家是不是觉得这一篇诗篇如此美丽？而神子民，如果我们能够在里面和睦合一，是如此的美好。当我们合一的时候，我们就会收到从神而来的赐福。当我们合一的时候，我们是把这种祝福赐给神，然后神也会把同样的赐福赐给我们呢。这是如此的美好。你知道吗？当我们在家庭内部里合一，我们都知道是非常美好的。当我们从各种关系的矛盾啊、冲突啊、争斗啊、伤害啊、焦虑啊，这些所有的问题中走出来，当我们没有矛盾、没有吵架，而只有合一的时候，我们自己知道这是很美好的。所以我们知道，在父神在天上宝座的时候，当监察我们人心的时候，天父真的是愿我们能够彼此合一。在这篇诗篇133章到走到最后一句的时候，他说，当神的子民的生活同心合一的时候，父神必然会赐福给他们。我们在平时是不是常常会听到人这样说，或者我们也自己也会这样想，哎，我真希望神赐福给我，或者说我真希望神用一种特别的方式在我生命的某一个方向来赐福我。弟兄姊妹们，今天在诗篇133篇的里面，我们看到如果想要神的赐福，我们需要彼此合一。这似乎听上去很简单，我们真的就要活在基督耶稣的合一里面。
Matthew Henry, a nonconformist minister and author who lived in the 1600s to 1700s, in his commentary on Psalm 133, he puts it beautifully. Where brethren dwell together in unity, the Lord commands a blessing. God commands the blessing, man can but beg a blessing. Believers that live in love and peace shall have God of love and peace in them now. They shall shortly be with him forever. In the world of endless love and peace, may all who love the Lord forbear and forgive one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven them. That first part of the quote there, where brethren dwell together in unity, the Lord commands a blessing. God commands a blessing, man can but beg a blessing. We might want to beg for blessings in our life from God, but when we are unified together as one, God demands a blessing into that unity. The psalm goes on to say that it is good for us to live in peace together. It not only brings the light to the community, but it is so pleasant. It is the anointing of oil running down Aaron's beard, in the same way as oil anointing and blessings in God's name. So the unity of people, of God, unity is like this rich perfume, making our worship pleasing to God. This anointing with oil symbolizes God's authorization and empowerment. It's a common symbol from the time that it was written. It's this empowerment of a king or some other kind of a representative, such as a priest, for divine service. It's the same ritual that set apart Aaron and his sons for priestly service that involved the pouring of oil on their heads and on their garments. So we have seen God commands a blessing in the place of unity. Christ is present in the place of unity, and the unity that we show as a community shows our world God. And our unity is like a precious oil, making us and our worship pleasing to God and to others. All things considered, this sounds like the place that I want to be. This is the kind of place that I want to dwell, the kind of unity that I want to be a part of. And I'm sure that you're feeling the same way. On one level or another, even in the hard times, we all desire unity. We want to feel a part of something.
17到18世纪的很重要的一个神学家马太·亨利对这篇诗篇133章做了注解。他说到这一些话，这些话我们也打在大屏幕上可以看。当弟兄和睦同居合一，主命定福分，神命定福分，人可以但只能祈求福分。当信徒生活在爱同和平中，就已得着神的爱及和平，他们也在不久后可与神永远同在，达到一个无尽爱与和平的世界里。愿所有爱主的人彼此包容宽恕，如主一样为了基督的缘故饶恕世人。在这段注解里面我们看到马太·亨利的上半节中说到，当弟兄和睦同居合一，主命定福分，神命定福分，人只能祈求福分。弟兄姊妹们，我们一生中也许只能向神祈求福分，但你知道吗？当我们在合一的里面时候，神必然赐命定福分。这是一个多美好的一个信息啊。诗篇继续提到和睦合一是美好的，为我们带来喜乐，就如从神而来油膏浇灌在亚伦身上，合一就如香醇的香膏，让我们的敬拜如此喜乐，就喜乐就浇在我们身上。用油膏立在当时传统是当神加权给立的古代的君王或者神的代表的一种礼仪。 比如祭司啊、神职人员啊，都会参加这样的一个仪式。在圣经里面我们看到很多这样的记载，在这里面我们看到，比如说神拣选亚伦的儿子做祭司工作的时候，用油也浇在他的头上和衣襟上。我们在诗篇里面看到神的这样的福分，我们也看到合一如此的重要。当我们是一个合一的团体的时候，我们在世界，向这个世界在做一个基督美好的见证，这是不是很美好？也许你和我一样非常渴慕这样的合一，因为合一就像这篇诗篇说的，像珍贵的香油。我们是不是很渴慕能够在这样的地方生活，很渴慕在这样的里面能够一起敬拜，不管有什么样的困难挑战，只要有这样的合一我们就可以了。
Well, that kind of begs the question, as brothers and sisters in Christ, what do we do when we feel divided? What should we do when we aren't feeling unified with other believers? How should we respond? These are important and very difficult questions, and honestly, if you've been at church long enough and you know that there isToo much opportunity to feel divided. People rub up against each other and we often cause friction. We often feel divided. We feel out of sync with one another for one reason or another. It may be disagreements, differences, or anything else that you might want to come up with. At times, we struggle. In the quote I shared from Matthew Henry, he says something very important.May all who love the Lord forbear and forgive one another as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven them. Henry knew about being divided. He knew that it was one of the most powerful things we can often fall into. And the most powerful thing that we can offer one another is to seek harmony and unity. And to get that,He says, we need forgiveness. If someone hurts you or wrongs you, if someone is coming to mind even right now, would you prayerfully consider forgiving them? What would it take for you to extend forgiveness to them? Is the offense worth losing unity or harmony over?
好，我们已经知道合一的重要性，但也许接下来会有这么一个问题，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们出现分割会怎么办？如果我们互相有分歧，我们又怎么办呢？你也许已经在教会有一些时间，你知道这是一个很困难的问题。坦白讲，我们教会都会有一些时候，因为我们有不同的原因和别人有不同的分歧，会产生隔阂，可能无法交流，也会出现不同意见，甚至有些时候因为一些原因出现矛盾或冲突，你觉得很多时候很挣扎，因为和别人越来越远。在这里，神学家马太·亨利提到一样东西很重要，他说道，愿所有爱神的人互相包容忍耐以及彼此宽恕，为依基督的缘故已经饶恕了他们。在这里，亨利提到，知道我们知道常常我们会被分割，但是当我们能够彼此寻求合一的时候，有一样东西我们是可以摆上的，那就是饶恕。即使有人伤害了你，你能够为他祷告来原谅他吗？
Forgiveness can be one of those things that we often want for ourselves. I want you to forgive meBut it's also one of those things that it's very hard to forgive other people. I remember in my 20s, thinking back on all the trouble that I had caused my mum and dad, the late nights wondering what I was doing, the police bringing me home every now and again. I hope that my parents have been able to forgive me for the stress and the trouble that I caused them. But the thing is,When I think about other relationships where people have wronged me, I know I have struggled to let go of that and forgive other people. We all want forgiveness, but often we struggle to give it to others. Forgiveness is a learning opportunity and a ministry opportunity for us to become more Christ-like. Because we forgive others, for God has forgiven us. We know how powerful it is that God has forgiven us, so we pass that on and we forgive other people.
饶恕是一个功课，希望我们总是常常，但其实我们是非常困难的。你愿意用饶恕来重新获得合一吗？我还记得我20多岁的时候，我常常给我的父母带来很多的麻烦。我曾经在深夜里面一直在外面徘徊，晚上有警察把我送回家。我记得父母那时候真的是非常的担心。现在的我真希望他们能够原谅我呀，我真对不起他们。同时我也知道，在我们想人和人的关系的时候，我们知道饶恕别人真的很难。我们常常希望被别人饶恕，但真的很难去饶恕别人。弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？饶恕是一个学习和生命成长的机会，其实也是一个侍奉主的机会。我们因为更加爱主、向主，我们也因此能够因着饶恕别人。你知道吗？神也已经先饶恕了我们。我们知道主的饶恕是多么的伟大，所以我们才可以把主的饶恕传递给其他人。
Even the legal system at the moment that we have in Australia has cottoned on to how important forgiveness and reconciliation is, how this restoration of relationships is so important. In fact, there's a system called restorative justice. I came across it while I've been working in rehabilitations and centres and in jails in Sydney. And in simple terms, it is a system of criminal justice that focuses on the rehabilitation of offenders through the reconciliation with victims and the community at large. The two parties come together seeking reconciliation. Rather than holding on to the energy of the injustice, rather than the punitive measures that we often throw out, that you wronged me so you deserve this, or you're bad and I'm good, the system seeks to restore the relationship and come to a common ground about how do we move forward. Even our world has cottoned on to how great it is. And the reason that it's so powerful, though, it's bigger than the criminal justice system or courts, is because forgiveness and restoration is who our God is. Forgiveness and restoration of relationships is who our God is. Our God has brought about reconciliation in our relationship with us and our sin nature, with the fall of Adam and Eve. As we know in and as we work in and towards unity as a church, we seek not only God's guidance, but we seek our God's example of how to do it. We remember the impact of the reconciliation of our relationship with God and how important that is. And so we pass that on to other people. He has forgiven our sins. And how many times should we forgive others? Not just 7 times, but 77 times. Matthew 18:22. That's how much.
在澳洲司法系统中，和解和饶恕的机制是很重要的，常常会用这样的机制来弥补人和人的关系。几年前，当我还在悉尼监狱服侍工作的时候，我学到这样一个制度，叫做修复式正义，或者称为恢复性司法。简单来讲，这个制度着重如何让犯罪者同受害者一起和他们的社区进行关系上的和解和修复。 双方面两方面会会面，一同寻找和解的办法。这个制度并不是把所有的工作精力放在不公正身上，也没有太多的强调谁对谁错，而是把精力放在关系的重新建立和和解上面。双方欲见面，一起寻找共同的点，一起来思考我们如何从这个困难中一起走出来。我觉得这是一个很有能力的重建关系的办法。这样的方法常常历练，它的力量和有效由于常常会超过其他刑事司法的系统或者甚至法庭。它为什么这么有效呢？我们要回到我们基督里面，是因为饶恕同关系的修补是神的特性。这种力量，这样和解和修复和饶恕的力量，只有从神而来。因为饶恕和关系的修复本质就是让我们知道我们的神是谁。让我在这边再重复一遍，因为饶恕和关系的修复本质就是让我们知道我们的神是谁。我们知道我们的本质，我们的信仰本质就是和解。当最初亚当和夏娃堕落的时候，神就是因为饶恕和赦免了我们的罪，我们才有永生。我们看到神给我们做了如此的见证和榜样，这样的见证也给了我们的指引，让我们知道晓得如何去进行关系上的弥补。你知道吗？与神关系的弥补是尤为重要的。当我明白这种与神修补的关系的重要性的时候，我们也可以把这样的消息传递给其他人。我们相信你也知道，神已经饶恕了我们的罪。因此，那我们应该饶恕别人多少次呢？是七次呢？不是，而是如马太福音18:22所讲的，是70个7次。
You may ask though, what if your issue isn't with an overt offense that needs reconciliation or forgiveness? What if it's simply, I don't agree with them? I don't agree with the direction that they're going in? Or I don't agree with the leadership and cannot worship in harmony with you in church anymore? In this case, directions may include setting up a time to discuss, to ask questions, to seek clarity, and if needed, release and get God's direction. Release control and get God's direction in the circumstance. Letting go of any expectations, any judgments, any ideas of church that you have, and humbly accepting God's direction in the matter, not your own. Seek to serve other people rather than being served by other people. Think about how you can uplift others, not just yourself. Church is not a space for others to please me. It's a space where I am to serve others because it pleases God. As the Apostle Paul says in Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with one another. In other translations it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. When we are at peace with others and in unity with God's people, it brings opposites together, as we see in Psalm 133. Symbolized by the Tor Hamon and in the rural north and the hill of Zion in the urban south. It would be a 55-hour walk from one to the other, or these days at least a 6-hour drive in most cars. For Hamon's Jew to fall in Zion, it would be a miracle. And so is the supernatural bond that brings people normally separated by culture, by race, by class, brings them together in the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows God's amazing power at work, not just to us, as we talked about at the beginning, but it shows it to the world. Again, we see that our unity is a witness to the world of how amazing God is. When we are in disagreement, in disharmony and disunity with one another, we are called to be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. As we seek unity to help and break through any divisions, it is so important to remember that we are one.
你可能会问，如果我们产生的并非是明显的过犯或者冲突，而只是简单的不同意对方呢？比如说，我并不同意教会的方向，或者说我不一定赞同教会的某一个领袖的想法。当遇到这样的情况的时候，我们可以一起来探讨，一起商量，坐下来一起来寻求神的方向。重要的是，我们要放下自己，放下自己的观点，谦卑的来寻求神的方向，放下自己的期待和任何的想法。我们要去寻求如何服侍他人，而不是在教会中被其他人服侍。我们要去寻求如何高举别人，而不是在教会中高举自己。教会不是一个让别人来满足我们自己的地方，而是让我来服侍别人，并使神得到喜悦的地方。就像罗马书12:18说的那样，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。当我们同其他人和平共处，都作为神的子民的时候，我们这些不同观点的人在一起，就像诗篇133里面说的那样，以色列北方那高耸的黑门山同南边的锡安小山在了一起。你知道吗？这两座山非常的远，如现在的时候，我从一座山开车到另一座山都要6小时。而诗篇说黑门山的露水能降到锡安山，哈，这一定是个奇迹，这当然是一个神迹。而如今，当我们把不同文化、不同种族、不同社会阶层的人，就像现在此时此刻聚齐一起的时候，神啊，这本身就是神奇妙大能的工作，这本身就是神为了让我们能够在这个世界上做见证的地方，让人世人都能见到神是多么的奇妙和伟大。我们可以有矛盾，也可以有不同的意见，但是当我们有耐心，一起相爱，一起寻求合一的时候，我们就可以努力去解除那些隔阂。弟兄姊妹们，你要牢牢记住这一点，我们其实是一体的。
Even as a church, we have 3 congregations, very different people in each one, but we are one. We see it beautifully in Romans 12:5. So we, though many, are one body in Christ. Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. It's interesting to note that the largest division that existed in the early church was that of between the Jewish Christians and the Gentile Christians, between the Jews and the Greeks. But here we are told clearly, no. They are, and we are, one in Christ. We are one body, one people, unified in harmony to live in peace in Christ. That being in Christ is what defines us, so we can let go of any other labels or things that might separate us and be unified in our identity in Christ and not of things of this world. Not in your color of your skin or your hair or anything else that might be going on, but unified in Christ alone. Peace, harmony, unity, division, and community were all important subjects in the early church 2,000 years ago, as it is here for us today. I can't think of a New Testament book that doesn't deal with, in some fashion, with either the relationship of God or the relationship with each other and the unity that is struggled to obtain in that time. Point that we keep picking up on all these passages is that unity is not about us, it is about God. That life is not about us, it's about God. That church is not about us, it's about God. Our lives are not about us, it's about God. And when we as his people work towards that, we are in unity. Unity and harmony are worthy pursuits. And it's important to remember that at the end of the day, we are one in Christ.
即使我们现在是同一间教会，大家都清楚，我们其实有三个堂会。我们每一个堂会也都有不同的人，但你知道吗？我们在基督里面是一体的。罗马书十二章第五节正反映这样一个美丽的和而不同的画面。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。加拉太书第三章第二十八节也说到，不再分犹太人或希腊人，不再分为奴的和自主的，不再分男的和女的，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一体了。有趣的是，我们可以看到在早期教初代教会中最大的分隔就是犹太人信徒和外邦人信徒，也许也是犹太人同希腊人。但竟在今天的这个经文里面，我们看到不再关于他们、我们、你们，而是在基督里面都是合一的。我们在基督里同一个身体，同一个身份，在基督里面和平共处。所以我们在基督里面，可我们可以去除掉那些本来分割我们的那些标签或者那些事情，我们再也不会去受我们的不同种族、肤色、性别来区分我们，因为我们在他里面合而为一。和平、和谐、合一、分歧，这些本都是2000多年前初代教会非常重要的主题，当今如现在此时此刻也是如此。我们在圣经里面看到不同的关于讨论同神的关系与其他人关系的经文。重要的是，以上我们所读到的这些圣经里面讲的合一的经文，焦点不是关于我们，而是关于基督。教会的焦点不是我们自己，而是关乎基督。我们生命的焦点也不是我们自己，而是关乎基督。教会的生活也不是关于我们自己，而是关乎基督。所以当我们聚焦在神的里面时候，就能合一。记住了，永恒的里面我们才能主内合一。
Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, in Ephesians 4:1-5. As a prisoner in the Lord then, I urge you to walk in a manner of the calling that you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, and with diligence to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, and there is one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Unity has one goal and one focus, and that is Jesus. So when we struggle as a church, or you might struggle within your small groups at church, we bear with one another, we preserve the unity, we love one another, and we be unified together through our bond in Christ, not anything of this world that we might cling to. Unity is God's best for us, and when we gather together, unity is in Christ, and we experience blessings when we're unified together. For me, like I said earlier, that is exciting. When I'm thinking, oh God, how can I be blessed in my life? God, please bless me. I just need to be unified with my other brothers and sisters, put aside myself and put them first.
接下来我们请听保罗对以弗所的门徒所说的信，也就是以弗所书第四章第一节到第六节，在大屏幕上已经打出来。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然门招行事为人，就当与门招的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们门招同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。在这里我们看到合一只有一个目标，一个重心，那就是耶稣基督。也许我们现在教会有些困难，也许你的团契小组有挑战的时候，我们应当彼此包容，持守合一，彼此相爱，借着与基督的相连一起合一起来。你知道吗？合一是神赐给我们教会最好的礼物和福分。当我们相聚的时候，合一就在基督里面，同样我们也能在合一中经历神的赐福。哈，这对我来说是如此的奇妙。当我有时候想，哦神啊，我如何才能受到你的福分的时候，其实我只要单单的同弟兄姊妹一起和他们合一，把我自己放下，把别人摆上，那样就行了。
The church we know, especially over the last 3 years, is changing a lot. Numerous studies over the last few years have highlighted the decrease in those who identify as Christian. And even more concerning, there's been a decrease in church attendance from those who even identify as Christian. It said it is almost down 20%. To put that simply, there are less Christians and there are less Christians attending church. Isn't that scary? In our country, there are less Christians and less people attending church over the last 3 years. This is why it's so important that we gather together in unity, to show how great it is to other people. Is it any coincidence that our society has become more isolated, that there's been an increase in mental health problems, an increase in disconnection, an increase in the division between groups that want to cancel one another out, an increase in the fear of the other person, an increase in anger and in judgment, an increase in all this hate? But what's the antidote? What's the solution? Unity.
世界各国的教会在最近3年经历了很大的变化。今年调查显示，基督徒的数量不断在下跌。更让人担心的是，即使是基督徒当中，教会出席的人数有近乎20%的人数的下跌。简单来说，现在越来越少了基督徒，也越来越少基督徒来参加教会敬拜。你是不是觉得这很让人担心啊？在我们的澳洲国家也是这样的，近3年来越来越少的基督徒，也越来越少人回到教会，这也正正反映了我们合一并一起相聚的重要性啊。 同时你会发现我们的社会越来越孤立，越来越多的人精神健康出现了问题，人与人的关系也越来越疏远。不同的人，不同社区的人想要让另外一个社区的人消失或者让他们安静。越来越多的人对陌生人产生恐惧，我们也看到越来越多的怒气，越来越多的论断，越来越多的仇视。唉，我们对上面的事情有什么解决办法吗？弟兄姊妹啊，那就是合一。
As a church, we are asking you now to consider what unity would look like today. Simply put, think about as you go home today, what can you do today to step towards unity with your brothers and sisters? How can we help one another on this quest?And if you've been enjoying the unity that comes from being in Christ, maybe today is the day that you bring someone along, that you introduce someone else to the blessings that are found in the unity of Christ's followers. It's not something that you are called to keep to yourself, it's something that you are called to share with everybody.If you know how great the blessings are to be in unity with one another as Christian brothers and sisters, it's time to share it with those around you so that they too can be blessed and come into this one family that we have in Christ and experience how great that really is. So today as we finish up and as you think about unity, think about in every aspect of your life, what is the next step you can take?Towards being unified with your brothers and sisters.
今天作为教会，我们如何面对这样的问题呢？弟兄姊妹们，当我们今天结束敬拜回家的时候，我能不能想一想如何面对这个挑战？我们如何让弟兄姊妹一起走向合一？若你已经在基督里面享受到合一，也许今天你可以和其他人一起把耶稣的福分分享给他们，因为这个福分不只是你自己能够享用，而是应该和别人一起分享。而这样做正是反映出基督耶稣的合一是多么的美好。你知道同主内的弟兄姊妹合一是多大福气的时候，其他人就能够受福，因为我们需要把这个福音传给别人。我们现在快要结束了今天的我的讲道，但我们希望我们在此能够想到合一，我们能够回家的时候想一想，我自己在生活的各个方面里面，我能为了教会的合一，弟兄姊妹的合一能做什么呢？我能不能和其他弟兄姊妹一起促进合一呢？我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray as a family. Heavenly Father, as we go throughout the rest of our week, Lord, help us be unified in the way in which we do everything here as a church. Help us to put others first and help us to put you first. Lord, if we struggle with self-centeredness or self-righteousness or self-seekingness, Lord, I pray that you would humble us, that you would point it out in our hearts,so that we can bring it before you, hand it over to you, and be together in unity as one family, as one church, with one focus, which is you. Amen. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy the rest of the service, the rest of your weekend. Again, sorry I cannot be there with you today, but I will see you soon. Love to see you soon. Bye.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的阿爸天父，当我们踏入下个礼拜之前，请你帮助我们能够在生活的各方面都能彰显出教会的合一。请你帮助我们能够像其他人一样，把我们自己能够完完全全摆上。神啊，更是求你知道，你知道我们也许还在自我中心、自以为意、自私自利里面挣扎。神啊，请你给我们力量，让我们能够谦卑降服在你面前。请您亲自指点出我们的软弱之处，也请你呢让我们重新能够在神里面能够合一， 能够与教会合一。神啊，请你让我们能够定睛焦聚在你的身上，请您的话赐在我们身上。以上祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。好，感谢主，愿大家都继续享受下面这些的崇拜和假期。也再次抱歉今天我不能来过大家里面，愿我们早日在教会相会，再见。